Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. What's up, everybody? It's so exciting to be here today, man. I'm hyped right now, man. There's so many things going on, man. If y'all been just paying attention, man, and following your boy, it's just been day after day and night after night of getting tight and getting right, man. You know what I'm saying? Been busting these stages up, man. You know what I mean? Doing these roles, man, doing this acting, doing this comedy, man. Things is really taking off, man. I'm really, really excited. I got so many announcements to make today, y'all. It's just because it's so many things going on, man. Whew. Y'all see, I got to just take a breath, man. Gotta take a breath. Today is, I'm trying to find out what today's date is, y'all. That's why that's how I'm moving right now. Today, let me see, that was last week. Today is Thursday. I do know that it's Thursday, April the 26th. It is 7:03 p.m. I want to welcome you to Handsome Life Radio, today's segment of Relationship Woes, hosted by myself, the comedian Mr. Trey Love, and my lovely co-host, Coco Bella, a.k.a. Nia Hernandez, but we're reaching more towards that Coco, you know what I mean? So today's topic is going to be, what would you take or not take from your significant other? You know, kind of like one of them things, how far would you let somebody you love go and then, you know, continue to take them back? You know, what type of boundaries have you set in your relationship? So that's going to be a very, very exciting, exciting topic. I'm looking forward to jumping in with that, you know. But before we do all that, y'all, I got to tell you about the events coming up. On May 12th, 2008, 1201 South Figueroa, the L.A. Convention Center, $25 in advance, $40 at the door. That's going to be the Wiz Thixotic Style, of course, done by none other than Big T, Tanaya Capri of Thixotic Modeling Group. You know, y'all got to go support that. That's going to be Mother's Day. Y'all know I'm going to be there in the building, man, to send my love and support. You know, if you've ever been to one of her shows, you know how she does. The sister is an amazing, amazing entertainer, and she's doing something so unique, so beautiful, and so different, and so welcome. So, you know, we just want Handsome Life, you know, for Tanaya and all the beautiful young ladies at Thixotic to know that y'all always got love over here in anything y'all doing. We supporting and pushing it, man, because you ladies do amazing work, much love from over here. Also, we can't forget y'all, at the J Spot Comedy Club from the 25th through the 29th, there will be a full-out Females of Comedy convention. My sister, my comrade, my friend, my support system, Hope Flood, you know, mentor guru, is doing just a whole bunch of series of just shows for females. This is going to be it's going to be amazing. So make sure you guys check out the date, J-Spy. Go online, look up all the dates from the 25th through the 29th. Soul Candy, y'all, hosted by DJ Jamar. It's going to be Trey Love's Lounge, La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire Boulevard, L.A., California. Y'all got to check me out. I'm going to be doing my next one on May 2nd. We're going to have my boy Screw in the building, as well as Dramaganza. So it's going to go down, man. It's going to crack. And later on, stay tuned, you know, because we're going to have the DJ Jamar mix down, as you know. And this Friday, y'all, it's going to be so, so utterly amazing. April 27, 2012, I will be at the Penthouse. You can get your reservations at realtalktm.org. 650 South Spring Street from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a relationship subject, you know, thing. It's going to be where, you know, men such as myself are going to be there to answer questions about, you know, a lot of ladies are coming out because what it is, we're going to reveal our hearts to you. I know that I'm not afraid to express my feelings to, you know, my female or a female that, you know, I've been with or dated. I mean, I'm a real man. And when you're a real man, you know, you're able to really be real about who and what you are and express your feelings, especially to a woman that you love, you know what I mean? Don't be afraid to let her know. But at the same time, ladies, you know, we're all vulnerable. You shouldn't take advantage of that. And sometimes, you know, they say the nice guy finishes last, because sometimes women do take advantage of, say, the nice guy, you know. But at the same time, I feel as if, you know, it's one of them things where, you know, you grow with maturity and you give to the deserving. You don't just come in, men or women, you know, giving everybody, you know, just all of it at once. You know what I mean? You got to kind of test the waters. And I just want to give a shout-out to Steve Harvey for Think Like a Man. The movie was excellent, man. I really, really enjoyed it. There were some great plots in it. It, you know, told real stories from real angles, you know. And I always love to see movies where African-Americans are put in a position of other leaders. You know, we're dressed in a certain way. No one's getting run over by cars. No one's getting murdered. You know what I mean? It's that the image of a healthy, wholesome, you know, good life, and we can live that and we can have that. And even through our relationship worlds, that's why we do shows like this, in order to just to reach people and let people know that, hey, you know what I mean? We all can make mistakes. We're all human, but let's dig ourselves out of that. On May 3rd, 2012, thanks to Michelle Murdoch, 8433 Sunset Boulevard at the World Famous Comedy Store. You can catch your boy, Mr. Trey Love, at the 10 o'clock show. Getting down, y'all. I'm looking so forward to doing that show, man. I've been weighing these stages out, man. I'm telling you, man, God is good. Got to shout out David Arnold, man, because his class really, really gave me that I needed to get that thing back, y'all. I was up late. I was just talking to my boy Romeo. I was up late, man, like 3-4 in the morning, y'all, just coming up with new concepts, new jokes. You know, my creativity is on 10, man. I didn't even go to bed till like 4. So I'm just excited about that. And, you know, speaking of being excited about something, I think what has me going like this, y'all, is the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. May 18th through the 20th, I, this year, have been selected to be part of that, y'all. I'm very, very excited, hyped, and ready to get down with that, man. Y'all better pay attention, I'm telling you, man. I'm going to have my muscles strong. And the thing is, man, it's going to be wonderful to be amongst, you know, other comics, meet other comics from across the country, man, and do some networking, man. You know what I mean? Start pushing this thing, man. You know, I'm trying to pay this child support. Y'all don't hear me. And May 4th on Friday, my homegirl, Dania Scott, is having her birthday party along with Britt, Brittany Manifield, 1723 Euclid, San Diego. I think that's Euclid Ave, San Diego, California, 92115. Man, that's they doing their birthday party out there, man. Shout out to them girls, man. They always show support, man. Came all the way out here to see me perform at the Comedy Store, and that's something, you know, Brandy White, the best in the time, man. Shout out to y'all, man, because y'all really show some love and support for your boy's career, and I really, really want y'all to know that I truly, truly do appreciate that. Well, now that I've gotten all that off my chest, man, we're going to go into a little music, y'all. We're going to get everything settled in. I'm going to get some stuff lined up, man, and we're going to make this thing happen, all right? So let's see how we're going to start. I'm in a chill mood, you know what I mean? It's one of them things, y'all, you know what I mean? Life has a way of leading you where it needs you to go instead of where you think you want to go. And sometimes when you just put your best foot forward, you know what I mean, and you allow the energies of the good, you know, to come through, and you just allow it to happen, you know, you'd be surprised at what you, you know, what you discover, you know, really, truly. I just want to make sure I say that because it's just real, y'all, man. Enjoy every moment that you have, you know, take your time and just really lay back and embrace it, because there's nothing promised. Not that tomorrow's not promised, you know. Every deal you try to work is not promised. Everybody you try to be friends with may not be your friend. You know, you got to put everything into its perspective, y'all. You know, so what I'm going to do for a minute, man, is lay back. You know, before we get my co-host Coco on the line, man, we're going to lay back and listen to this DJ Jamar mix. But, yo, let's positive vibe all the way around, y'all, all right? Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy of Comedy is in.
Yeah.
are tuned in to Handsome Life Radio. Tuned in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in, man. It's going down. Man, that was the DJ Jamar Monster Mix Show. Hey, we're going to be doing one from her each and every week, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting down. She's showing love. We showing love, man. That's how we're doing it. And make sure y'all don't forget, man, we're going to be doing our thing at La Fonda May 2nd, man. You know what I'm saying? Screw is going to be in the building, one of the hottest comics on the circuit right now, man. Getting down to L.A. doing his thing, man. Y'all know Screw brings a wow wind of mature comedy. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be hosting that event. That's going to be the Trey Love Lounge going down to La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire Boulevard, May 2nd, man. Y'all come through, man. Show your love. $10 cover, man, bottle service and all that kind of stuff available, man. Hit up DJ Jamar Collins, you know what I'm saying? Say my name and everything, you know what I'm saying? And we'll get that cracking, man. You know, y'all come through, man. Show some love, man. Cause, you know, Trey Love Lounge, man, I'm telling you, it's going to go down over there, man. And again, don't forget May the 3rd, man, at the Comedy Store. Y'all want to see me get down and do my thing, man, come through. Michelle Murdoch, I'll be in the Belly Room, 8433 Sunset Boulevard, man, doing what I do. You know, it's just going down, man. You know, so y'all just keep me in your prayers, man. I'm trying to do the best that I can. But what I need to do is do something that I'm really, really good at. You know what I'm saying? And that's poking back these women that have been, you know, tapping me on the shoulder on Facebook. So I got a bunch of y'all to get in real quick. And then from there, I'm going to rock y'all. And once I do that, y'all, I'm going to bring my lovely co-host in. And then from there, it's about to go down. Y'all stay with me for a second. So I'm just going to poke all these women. You know, it's a lot of them. So here you go, Marcia, Tanya, Kim, Ruth, Monica, Ann, Christina, Kia, Edna, Carla, Judith. Oh, and remember, ladies, I won't say the last name because I ain't going to get you in no trouble, you know what I'm saying? Renee, Anique, Donna, Nikki, Tammy, Mary, Lori, Portia, Tiffany, Kim, Tabisha, okay, Sonya, Carmen, Gloria, Raquel, Chevette, Nisha, Shannon, Stephanie, Penny, Angelica, Elga, Rainier, and Alexandra. To all you ladies, this next song is dedicated to you. You know, don't forget, I'm going to rock you. I'm going to roll you. I'm going to Facebook you so I can poke you. It's a little Trey Love, man, as soon as we come back. You know what I mean? I love the co-host. Coca Bella is going to be here, and it's going to go down, man. We're going to talk today, all right? Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in, man. Touch.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock,
I'm a rock, I'm a
rock.
Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it. Let me hold you. Take a piece so I
a master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gon' rock.
Kill Roy. Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Hey, 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 that was I'm a Rock Her by Trey Love. He was getting it in all by himself. He is a one-man party, one-man show. So this is Nia, and I'm getting it in tonight with the events. Real quick, I want to just do a quick shout-out before we do the topics. I want to shout-out one of the events that's going on in the IE. We have the 9th Annual Black Party. It's all black, blackout event. It's going on at Sevilla's Jazz House in Riverside, California. Everybody can get their tickets, $20. Everybody knows it's a great deal to come out and have a great time with some real cool, classy, sexy, upscale people. That event's being put on by Pat Cha-Cha in Ohio of Upscale Entertainment and also Brandy and her crew of The Best Entertainment. So get your tickets at www.patandchacha.com. You can get that through PayPal or see me or one of the promoters for tickets. Also, room rates are available at the Marriott for $89 if you mention Upscale 3 or Upscale Entertainment as your code word. Next, I believe we are going to get it in with our topic of the day, which is what are you willing to deal with or what are you willing to allow your mate to get away with in a relationship? What's acceptable? Where do you draw the line and just say, I will not deal with this?
Mm. Well, we don't have any callers currently. I got a lot of people listening. They all tell me they're listening. So I want some people, if you online with me, you know, chop it up with me. If you're listening to the show, if you're chopping it up with Nia, chop it up with her. We want some feedback because, yeah, as you know, we can go all day, you know, with these subjects. First of all, my question is, what made you throw that up on Facebook as a post? That's what made me choose that subject for the week.
What made me throw that up? I think just in general, you know, we talk about relationships often, you know, because that seems to be a hot topic these days is, you know, people trying to understand and learn how to treat one another in the crazy world of dating. So when it came down to, you know, some experiences that a girlfriend of mine is going through with a dude she's dating, she, of course, we girls, we talk. And so she's telling me about this dude and she's giving and giving and giving. And he's, you know, receiving it, he's taking it, but he's not giving a whole lot back. So she's at the point where she's like, you know what, maybe I should just cut my losses. And so I was curious, like, when do you, you know, when is enough enough? When do you cut your losses? Because for her, they're starting out, she's giving, but she's not getting a whole lot in return. And, you know, with me, I have a low tolerance level. So my initial tell her, just cut your losses. Don't deal with anything. You don't have to. But, you know, we're getting older. We should be more mature, have a little bit more, I don't know, tolerance there. And so I'm trying to guide her in the right direction so that she can have a successful relationship. She really likes the guy. But what should she do? Should she keep giving or should she just cut her losses? Clearly the guy is guarded. You know, I don't know how to tell people to you know, drop their guards and just be themselves. So how do we go about determining where the cutoff is?
Well, see, the thing I need, like I was somebody, it's funny because lately people have been hitting me with relationship stuff. You know, people are calling me and texting me, you know, asking me for help. And I'm like, wow, okay. You know, and I'm there to kind of give the best advice that I possibly can. I'm nowhere near God, but I do have some experience with things. And I think that I'm pretty intelligent and have been through enough in my life to be able to give, you know, some pretty standard advice. So when I hear a situation such as this is what I need to know before I can answer the question fully without just trying to round about some things. I like to know backgrounds about people when I'm analyzing them. I like to know age range. I like to know occupation. I like to know a little bit about childhood, because here's the thing. A lot of times people form from what has been done to them. They are products of their environment. So what one person may consider love, another person may consider just being content. You know what I mean? I don't know the whole situation, so maybe it's one of those things where I would say the brother if he's taken and he's smiling, it's kind of, I would say he likes her, but maybe she's not receiving the love from him that she thinks that she should receive. And a lot of times, man, I like why we have these shows, because, see, a lot of times, you know, women, you know, you're still, you know, strong black women, but what you said was key is sometimes, you know, you got to think about things. I'm getting a little older, you know, where am I going to be in the next few years, you know, what am I really trying to do? Am I trying to put a house into my equation? Am I trying to put kids into my equation? Am I not taking kids into the equation? I mean, where is the entire demographic? And then, like I said, some of the background is maybe him just taking is his way of showing love. Maybe his father was around and that's how he did his mother. Or maybe if his father wasn't around and he really wasn't around a man to develop certain things, you know what I mean? And sometimes having a man around can even halt you. Depends on how the man that you had was around, you know what I mean? So like I said, there's so many different demographics that would go into me being able to just totally give a full all-out answer to that question without knowing some background.
And I think that's why it's kind of a challenge for me, you know. I know her. I don't know him. So I know her background, and so I know what she's capable of doing, what she's capable of giving. But, you know, she's my girlfriend, and I'm always in defense and protect mode when it comes to my people. So, you know, naturally my thing is just leave him alone because I don't want to see her hurt. But you know what you're saying makes sense as well, because he probably does like what he's getting. But in order for, and I equate that to this. I had a friend, and he told me basically, you know, I was talking about dating this guy, and he was like, well, do you call him? And I was like, no, not really. And he was like, well, what's up with that? If you don't call a guy, you don't tell him that you like him, if you don't really show him or reach back out, how is he going to reciprocate that? Because he's thinking you don't like him. And I said, well, why would he think I didn't like him? Just because I'm not calling and texting all the time doesn't mean that. He said, yeah, but think about all the other girls that are calling and texting. And if he's not hearing from you, he probably thinks that you don't like him. And
right.
I just never saw it that way. I just thought, why do I have to be the one knocking down his door? And so as my girlfriend is in a similar situation where she is the one knocking down the door and the guy's not giving back, it's kind of, you know, a challenge.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I can understand sometimes, you know, coming from an ego point of view, where especially a male, when you're used to women, you know, kind of swooning over you or being this and that, and then this one particular chick, you know what I'm saying, she like you the same way the other girls like you, but she ain't really giving you that vibe. So you like, what the hell wrong with her? No.
I didn't realize that was a vibe. I was just like, I'm trying not to press anybody. I don't like when people call me 24/7 and texting me all the time. So I'm trying to be curious, giving the same in return. And then my boy says, well, how is he supposed to know if you like him if you're not doing, you know, the same things? And I was like, I don't understand how you guys think. And at that point, I realized that men and women think differently. We see
situations
differently.
Of course. Of course men and women think differently. That's the beauty to me, in my personal opinion, that's the beauty of the male and female species, is the what makes us so you know, intertwined, makes us love and hate each other, because it's so much of a uniqueness in between. Like, as a man, I'm going to see things a certain way. This is how I'm going to have it, and this is how it should be. You know, I've often, I often talk about expectations. You know, a lot of times, in my opinion, women expect so much out of dudes. Like, don't be, don't be expecting so damn much. Hey, see, what keeps me real and keeps me grounded, I tell everybody, look, don't expect, before we even get started, don't expect too much out of me, because I can't stand when somebody come to me with a great idea and it's going to cause me to have to do a lot of work. No, that's not a great idea for me. That's a great idea for you. For you, I don't want to be 20. Oh, Trey, I got a great idea. And then you can, no.
You said it requires work. I'm out of here.
Right. I don't have time for that. You know what I mean? So it's just one of them things, man, you know. And I got Annette on the line. She just texted me and said that her boyfriend and her are about to have kids, and every time they get into an argument, I'm laughing as I'm reading this text, y'all. Trey, every time we get in an argument, we delete each other off Facebook. And this time he ain't even say nothing back. Like, you know, like, it's just we deleted, fuck it. I mean, dang, excuse my French, I was doing good. He's like, F it. You know what I'm saying? He just ain't adding her back. So that, and she's like really at a crossroads. So here's my question is, how do you feel about that, Mia, as one of the things that you should not take? Because, I mean, she's feeling like, you know, he's trying to hide something, his little online scandals or something. Like, what
you know, about? that takes it all the way back to one of the other shows that we had where, you know, it came to down to, you know, technology and online, you know, the social media aspect of a relationship. First of all, relationships don't belong online. I don't care what
That's
anybody
true.
Says. They just don't belong online.
Second
of all, there should be no games in a relationship, not one that's healthy and you're bringing kids into the world with. That's just not the route to go.
Right.
I feel like you guys need to be able to talk to each other. First of all, I'm not going to delete you off of Facebook, because if you as a woman, and I'm not saying me because I really don't care one way or the other whether my boo's on my page, not on my page, you can see it or not. It is what it is. But as a woman and how most women think, if you're trying to be up in his business and you want to see what's on his Facebook page, don't play the game with him about deleting each other, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, let me send him a friend request because I really did want to see. Do it, because you're going to lose every time. There's no reason to even do that. Talk to each other. Say what you got to say. Communicate. I can't even stress to people enough how important it is to talk to one another, to listen twice as much as you talk in a conversation. Mm-hmm. Hear what the person's trying to say. Process it without being defensive. And understand that there's a part of you that has to change in the situation. Be willing to do that. Be willing to be that person to say, okay, you know what can I do differently? What can I do better? Can I make my mate happier if I change these things? If I change these things, are they changing me? Is it a bad change? Be willing to give. A true, solid relationship has give and take. It has sacrifices, and you have to be willing to give and take in a relationship in order for it to succeed.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, give and take is like, truly, that's the ebb and flow of life, you know what I mean? And the thing about it is, you know, being thoughtful and you know, having that loving and bonding thing. So, you know, when it breaks down to, you know, what would you take? I mean, I would say, I understand where Nia's coming from. Like, she doesn't care. It really doesn't matter if he's on Facebook or not, because the relationship should be at home. But whatever insecurities she's going through, it's like you still have to, I kind of take her feelings in consideration too, because, you know, she's feeling vulnerable. You know, she says she's pregnant and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, you know, again, it's one of those, you know, young lady, give me his background. Okay, she says he's 28. All right, so that makes him, you know, he's a man. He should be grown and adult enough to do what he's doing, and it's his first kid. And she say that he don't have no pictures of his baby, or not his baby, but like letting nobody know that he has a kid coming. So, wow, that's interesting.
I think you just don't, you know, you got to be careful and you got to be mindful. I mean, if you're going to put your relationship up there, you know, on Facebook, and you expect that he's going to put your picture up there as his woman in a relationship with, and you expect that he's going to put, you know, pictures of the baby and all of that. If you want that, then that's a conversation that starts at home. It doesn't start online. It starts at home, face-to-face with the person, and talking to them and telling them why this is important to you. For me, it's not important for me to change my relationship status to in a relationship. Quite frankly, I find it humorous when I see people put in a relationship, and then 2 weeks later, relationship status is single, and then, you know, 3 weeks later in a relationship, I'm like, you know what, maybe that's some business you might want to keep to yourself until things are a little bit more solid. Whatever the case is, it's online. For me, it's not even real life. 90% of what I have on my Facebook page is my life. On my personal Facebook page is my life. There's probably about 10% of it which is, you know, stuff that has really nothing to do with me. And I don't care whether someone sees it as me or not, or they understand it as me or not, because people who are my friends, my family, people who I truly care about, those people know me, and they know what my life is like. And so for me, it's more important how I live my life, my real life, not my Facebook life.
Well, I did that before. I ain't going to lie. I was, like, in a relationship, and then we had got mad, and we busted up, and then we – I ain't even going to lie. I had did it, and it was, and you know
what's
crazy?
First thing you ran and did.
Hey, but you know what's crazy, though? I have to agree with you. It is fucking funny because you be sitting there, like, I'm imagining how emotional – because I know how emotional I was when I went from relationship to single, just single.
Right.
I'm mad. That shit is funny as hell. But again, I feel you. Like, the world should know. The world ain't got no business in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? You know, you relate the Facebook stuff. I'm gonna tell you the truth. It's funny that we talk about, you know, the realities and the non-realities of Facebook, because truly, I use all of media to promote myself as an entertainer. I'm no, like, behind closed doors, I'm the real sincere me. I'm nothing like Trey Love. I tell people that all the time. You know, Trey Love is my — that's the character I put on stage. You know what I'm saying? That's the persona that, you know, I'm carrying, like, you know, Puffy. But when I'm home, I'm with my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm with my family, you know, I have to sit back, you know, kick back in my PJs and everything, and just be good to what's good to me, you know what I'm saying, which is holding me down every single day. So I'm able to go out there and put that aura on and keep that smile on, because, see, the business that we're in, you know, it can be so high sometimes, and then other times it can be so down. It's a business of no's. Nobody wants to take a chance on you, you know. So you really got to be careful, you know, just with everything you do and how you operate. So, you know, it's about, like, really just being real with who you are, being real with the person you're with. And I would say, like, you know, just with things you would and would not accept. This is what I always say. This is the way I look at it. In relationships and business partnerships and everything I do, this is the way I look at things, right? I always look at the other person and I say, hey, imagine what they're going through if they can imagine what I'm going through, and we trade places. And that's going to be the next song we play. We're going to get us into some Usher, y'all, and then we're going to come right back. We're going to have a commercial by Karen Coleman, you know what I'm saying, promoting her play. And then from there, we're going to come back, man, and continue this conversation about what would you take from your mate?
Hey, I know what you're used to. We're gonna do something different tonight.
Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. put it on your
Gil, a loving husband. Peyton, a devoted wife. Best friends. Or are they really? Somebody's keeping secrets. Somebody's telling lies. Danger is lurking from within. A betrayal so shocking, you won't see it coming. A book so suspenseful and heart-pounding, it will have you on the edge of your seat. Watch out! This novel gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, keep your friends close, and your enemies even closer. Closer Than Enemies, the debut novel from Arkansas author Karen Coleman. Visit KarenColeman.org and get your copy today. Closer Than Enemies.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Simple Life Radio. This is Trey Love, host, and Nia Hernandez as your co-host. You were just listening to Still Green, I'm a Fool, a play for everybody out there that's taking all kinds of madness and being a fool out there. Open your eyes, you'll see what you see. and you know, protect yourself with nothing else. All the stuff, it'll come. So what we're going to do is get back into our topic. Right before I bring on our first caller, I would like to give a quick shout out to my who is actually my baby sister, Angelica. She was actually rushed to the hospital last night. My mom called me late last night telling me she was going in for emergency surgery. And as she's going into surgery and they're drugging her, she said, send me the link to the show. And I was like, oh, my God, I love this girl. She just had a baby 2 months ago, gave birth to my beautiful niece. And the first thing she did this morning when she came out of surgery again was, hey, did you send me the link to today's show? So I just want to show her some love. I love her and I appreciate her support. Get some rest. Okay. Now, for our first caller, we have Darren on the line. Darren, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm doing great. How are you, Neil?
Always doing great, Darren. Always doing great.
Great.
So you're aware of what our topic is today. Have you heard? You've been listening in.
You know what? I got a break. I'm on the set right now, but I got a break. But I was just checking my Facebook page, and I saw the link. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. It was moved to Thursday. And I just remember, I think it said relationship woes, and you were asking for guys to call in. So I always want to support you and my boy Trey Love. So, you know, that's why I'm calling in.
And I love hearing from you, and I love getting your perspective. It's great to have a guy's perspective, and not just any guy, but someone who's, you know, been through it all and has been able to get to the end of the road and say, you know what, I can look back and I can see where I could have been different. And I love that level of maturity in you.
Well, you know, I always tell people I know more what not to do than what to do, you know. that's my motto, you know what I mean? So...
that's half the battle, right there. That's half the battle.
I can remain teachable if I can acknowledge some errors that I've made in judgment, you know?
Right. Okay.
I ain't taking all the blame, though, God dang it. I'm just taking responsibility for my part in the situation.
Right. For what
that's
you
all
did.
You can.
Ain't going to be throwing all this extra on me. I know how you feel, brother. I didn't do it all by myself. Yeah, but today's topic, Darren, is how much would you take from your mate? You know, like we just had a young lady text in saying that her boyfriend and her get into it and they delete each other off of Facebook. And then this last time, you know, they deleted each other and he didn't even want to add her back. He hasn't mentioned it. And so she's over there spinning in her head. You know, it's like, what are you going to take before you, you know, blow up? Or you know, that's one aspect. And when Peter was saying something about her girlfriend, feel like the dude ain't giving her nothing back. I'm like, look, I don't know. It seems like to me, if he taking it, he must be liking it.
Well, you know what, Trey Love? I had a situation, we'll say early on in my Facebook social networking. I was in a relationship with a young lady, and what I realized, you know, not just with her, but You may have to delete somebody if you want to remain friends. If you truly want to be a friend to that person, you may have to delete their ass to be a friend. You have to unfriend their ass to be their friend.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you
see that.
That one.
Because what happens is that, you know, because emotions are not communicated through text, typing can be misconstrued, and your own personal emotions are thrown into the actual text, and they're always, and a lot of times they're misconstrued, and the person who typed the message may not even intended it to be that way, but it can be taken another way, and that's unfortunate. You know, but, you know, you may have to unfriend somebody just to do it, just to remain friend with them.
I could see that. I could really see that.
So I have, you know, my thoughts are this. when you put your relationship on Facebook like that, you are putting like a big magnifying glass on your relationship. And if the relationship is not solid the way it needs to be, get go, you know, the trust, the relationship, all of that, you know, people who cheated, people who hate, men who are desperate, men who are, you know, desperate, whatever you want to call it, you know, you just put yourself so much more for people to, you know, try to throw salt in your game, and it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. And to me, have a solid relationship, it doesn't need to be, you know, emphasized on. You have a great relationship, live that great relationship, enjoy that in real life, not in Facebook.
Right.
Well, you know, what I did not mention is that this person, basically, I'm a social person. You know, I don't leave no stone unturned. There's nothing for me to hide. But this person was actually going to my page, you know, and we'll say judging by me taking pictures. I mean, I'm a photographer, so I take pictures of a lot of people, and I'm in pictures. And she was basically using what was on my Facebook page to character assassinate me, that I was basically being disrespectful because Nia's a friend of mine, and I may say, hey, love, how you doing? Well, I don't need somebody to come to me and text me later on, you know what I mean? You're being disrespectful by telling whoever this Nia Hernandez, hey, love, and you're supposed to be in a relationship. That ain't kind of what I didn't sign up for that.
Right. That ain't. That's what you ain't taking in a relationship. I respect that.
No.
The thing I don't do.
I call everybody love, so I hope this is not real.
No. This was my story, so, I mean, you obviously can relate to it. You know what I mean?
Yes, most definitely.
Well, here's my thing. We all know how to carry ourselves, you know what I mean? We all know, you know, that we have to take others into consideration depending on the circumstances. But at the same time, you know, with the people we are, you have to know who you get in a relationship with. If you get in a relationship with a photographer, an actor, a comedian, a model, certain things are to be expected. So when you come into that relationship, you know what you're accepting. You know what you signed up for. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Well, not if you're trying to change them.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't change nobody.
But you can't walk into a relationship trying to change them. That's not real.
No.
Hell, I'm divorced. But, I know.
But you know, I was thinking about your topic when it said relationship woes. And I'm not in a relationship right now because I got a lot of things that I'm trying to do personally for myself. And it just really wouldn't be fair to another individual because I couldn't give the time that a relationship really needs. And I actually honestly had to admit to myself, well, if you were in a relationship, what kind of relationship would you want? And I honestly would say it would have to be a relationship of convenience.
Right.
Wow.
No, and I totally understand. And see, here's the thing. Let me explain this. Now that you said that, that's so perfect. Now that you said that, put yourself in a perspective where when you're talking to a person that you plan on being in a relationship with and you like them enough to where, okay, I think this could work, you got to be straight up and look, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is what I require. And that person has to be able to say the same thing. And if you can meet into the middle, you might have something that can work.
Very true, very true.
I mean, I have a life, and I would like for them to have a life outside of me, you know, to where, you know, I don't have a problem with you going out with the girls, you know what I mean? But don't make me feel guilty between studying for my exam and spending time with you. I cannot have that.
I think that's just a level of maturity. It comes with maturity, right? Like at some point, people have to grow up. They have to become secure in themselves, in their lives. They have to have friends already, right? They can't walk into your relationship and feel like they're going to hijack your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I feel about it and the way I felt about most things, y'all know how I roll, this Trey Love, I'm going to play a quick song that's dedicated to how I truly feel about being in a relationship and what you will take and what you won't take. If a person is giving you some really, 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 really good sex, I'm truly going to say the God's honest truth. It's really hard, and I mean that literally and figuratively. It's really hard to let that person go, no matter what they do. So some things you'll take, some things you won't. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is BlogTalkRadio.com/Handsome Life, man. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in 310-861-2317. And I'm here to tell you right now, it's really hard to let go somebody that's putting that good thing on you. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody making you do this right here. You know what I'm saying?
See, woman. You really want to know what I like about you? You really want to know?
I love your scream, scream, scream so much, it's in my dream.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream.
I love your scream, scream, scream so much, it's in my dream.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream.
I guess you know that you got me the day that you laid lips on me.
We should. the reality. If I leave, I lose everything, but I need you in my life. What I need to do to get back to that place in my life where you don't exist at
secrets. Somebody's telling lies. Danger is lurking from within. A betrayal so shocking, you won't see it coming. A book so suspenseful and heart-pounding, it will have you on the edge of your seat. Watch out! This novel gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, keep your friends close, and your enemies even closer. Closer Than Enemies, the debut novel from Arkansas author Karen Coleman. Visit KarenColeman.org and get your copy today. Closer Than Enemies.
All right, everybody. Make sure you listen to, go to KarenColeman.org, man, and order your copy of her book, Closer Than Enemies, man. It's a phenomenal book. Doing a lot of work with this young lady, man. We're going to be doing a play together and so much more, man. Just want to shout her out. Really, to know her backdrop and her backstory, man. The lady's really doing some things, man. You should check her out. KarenColeman.org, man. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. A couple other shout-outs real quick, man. You know, got to make sure I keep pressing this in y'all ear, man. Soul Candy, man, hosted by DJ Jamal. Trey Love Lounge at La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90057. May 2nd will be the next one, y'all. Every other first and third Wednesdays, man. Trey Love Lounge is going to be getting down, man. You don't know who's going to come in there, man. We're going to vibe. Speaking of you don't know who, man, myself and DJ Jamar, you know, my homegirl, one of the promoters I'm working with, man, and Deshaun Gabeza, Kevin Ralph, I want to shout the fellas out, man. This weekend was really all the way live, man. We did Brian White's birthday party, man. Elder Barge and Elder Barge Jr. were in the building, man. Lyrical Spice, shout out to her for doing her thing, man. Y'all know Yolanda Yo-Yo was doing her joint, man. I mean, it was a live party, man. Shout out to everybody that came through, 3100 Wilshire. And that was a hell of a party, man. I mean, it really, really cracked. We had some birthday parties. You know, Yo-Yo's brother Lonzo was there. My homegirl Don Whitaker was in the building. You know, Christina Marie was there. I mean, it just really went down, man. What a wonderful night, you know. And like I said, we're going to get the same vibe over at Soul Candy.
You know what I mean? Trey Love Lounge, man. Y'all better check it out. La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire Boulevard, man. We're going to be pushing this, man. It's going to be my spot, man. When y'all come through, vibe with me, you know. It's going to be more variety. It ain't just going to be comedy. It ain't just going to be music, you know. You see how I get down even doing my radio, man. It's going to be a variety type show, man. So y'all make sure y'all come check that out, man. $10 at the door, you know, bottle service. It's DJ Jamar, man, for more information. And this weekend, man, well, Friday, y'all, 650 South Spring Street, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Penthouse, man. Y'all come check your boy out, man. I'm going to be on a panel doing some relationship talk and discussion, you know, coming from a male's point of view, you know, trying to give whatever God-given intelligence I can to help people, you know, because that's what I'm about, man. We got to heal. We got to grow so that way we can know and show, you know what I mean, and do what we got to do to get more, you know, high in this chest, you know. And, again, May the 3rd. I need y'all to come out, man. Comedy Store, The Belly Room, man. Some of the funniest comics in the country, man. It's black comics, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And so that means I'm not saying anything against any other race, but y'all know, you know, black comics, we're going to get down there and we're going to have a barbecue. You know, shout out to Nichelle Murdoch getting down to Belly Room, 8433 Sunset Boulevard. Nichelle Murdoch, May 3rd. I better check your boy out, man. It's about to go down. So I'm going to have my lovely co-host come back on, man. And then from there, we're just going to continue just kind of chopping it up about today's topic. Shout out to my publicist, her thing. I know she's over there chatting and everything and pushing all the stuff out there. Shout out to Dollar. Matter of fact, before I even go back into the segment, I want to play a cut. You know, it's one of my cuts, man. We're getting ready to remix. And just let everybody know, man, I will be dropping my hip-hop comedy album in July. I'm looking forward to doing that, y'all. It's a dream come true. You know, it's just a project I've been working on. It's near and dear to my heart. And Dollar Isaiah Chapman happened to shoot me this track, man. And he was like, yo, I see you getting funky on there. So, yeah, we getting ready to jump back in the studio, man, do some rehits on it, man, and really push this track, man, and push this whole thing, you know what I'm saying, the Trey Love game to another level, y'all. I'm talking about doing a one-man show. Pay attention to the future things that I'm going to be popping off, man. Could you imagine a one-man show, a brother acting, singing, rapping, dancing, and doing stand-up comedy? Yeah, and for an hour and a half, I'm the one. Watch me. You know what I'm saying? I can't just sit on these God-given gifts. I got to give them to you. And just to show and prove, don't move, bust a move, man. Check this out. This is my cut, Trey Game, you know what I'm saying, produced by Dollar.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey Game on, on, on. Get your Trey Game on, on, on. Get your Trey Game on.
To get your Trey Game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be stole your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on, on, on. Get your Trey Game on, on, on. Get your Trey Game on, on, on. Get your Trey Game on.
touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. Got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it.
Look here, love got everything to do with it, man. Tune in, tell a friend the Playboy Comedy is in, y'all. It was just some freaky stuff happened over here, man. My mics wouldn't open. I apologize for the technical difficulties and the miscommunication. And I got to give a big shout-out to my girl Nia for holding me down, man, for just staying down and dirty and having my back. Thanks, Nia, for that, man, because you didn't fall, you know, and that's how we're doing over here, Handsome Life, man. We survivors. So let's get back to the subject. Woo. Nia. Lord, is her mic messed up too? Nia Hernandez, are you with us? Okay, we're going to go on and play some music. All right, let's see how these mics working now. Nia, what's up?
Hey, I'm still here, and I'm hanging with you, and you know I got your back.
Man, you see, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing radio for quite some time, right? And the thing is, usually when a situation like that happens, you get people, you could tell they're amateurs. You know, they get all shaky and scared. I just laid back, took my time. And just to show you how cold as ice my co-host is, you see how she laid back? Oh, I'm still here, player. So shout out to you for working through that with me. You know what I'm saying?
You are too funny. You know, I got you.
Yeah, we made it on the other end. So, yeah, going to give a shout-out to Darren for calling in, man. I know Darren had to run, man. He's doing the movie set, man. And really congratulations to that brother, man, because, you know, Darren is, you know, he's human. He's living life, man, and he's just been through, you know, a few things, man, and to be on the other end, you know what I'm saying? It's, to Monty. Yeah, what's up, Monica? I see you over there. What's up, Monica? Monica Cervantes on the line. She chatting. Man, that's my girl. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, yeah, like I was saying, though, you know, it's just one of them things, man. You know, when you go through things, and like I said, I just want to give a shout to him for just being the man that he is and continuing to grow, you know, being a family man, having children, being a father, and just you know, major big ups to also showing love to us, man, and never forgetting to call in, man. And that's the kind of stuff we need, man, you know, and that's the kind of following and friend, fan base that we need, people that believe in us and that we support. You know, we all hang out together, you know, me, you, Darren, you know, a few of us, other ones, you know, the Margos, and, you know what I mean? We're all just a bunch of buddies, man, and we're trying to make things happen. So shout out to all the promoters and whatnot. Mia, go ahead and shout out your events real quick, you know what I'm saying, because I want to make sure that we use this time wisely, you know what I'm saying, to push all these wonderful, illustrious things we have going on. So, you know, take a moment and do your stuff.
So my event that we have coming up Sunday, May 27th, once again, it's the 9th Annual Blackout Party hosted at Sevilla's Jazz House by Upscale Entertainment and also The Best Entertainment with Brandy and her crew. It's going to be four levels of entertainment, four DJs, live band, hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be the bomb. Again, it's the 9th annual event. Every single year it has been ridiculously packed, so I want everybody to get on all black, head out to Sevilla's Jazz House on May 27th, and let's get it in.
Oh, man, it's going to go down, man. It's going to get, you know, kind of kinky up in there. I'm looking forward to that. So you guys got any live entertainment, or is this going to be a straight-up party? Who DJing?
We have four DJs, and don't ask me who's who. I know Wynn is going to be there. You know he always puts it down, and then there's a few others.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty
okay,
loud.
So I'm knowing it is. It's going to be real hot. Let me jump back over here in the chat room, man, because I got Monica Cervantes hollering at her boy. What's up, Monica? Much love to you, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? Got Love Truth Radio over there, man. We over there. Y'all with me too, man. That's wonderful. They was with me. So, yeah, check those dates. Love Truth Radio said April 27th, which is coming up this weekend, y'all. You know I'm doing it. And then Tina Turner talking about how much she would take and what's love got to do with it. Y'all already know. They over here. Hey, man, they over there clowning in the chat room here.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, we got a couple of girls over there clowning. They over there messing with us and whatnot. Because, you know, I had to look Tina Turner playing during the intermission, you know, when we was having that little difficulty, you know. Because Tina will get you through some stuff, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of taking some stuff, man, how you feel about Tina Turner, man? That's like, to me, she's the icon of how far a woman would really go with a man and for a man that she loves, you know?
You know, I have mixed feelings about that. You know, I love that she was a ride-or-die chick for her dude, right? I mean, clearly, dude had some opportunity upstairs. Wasn't the brightest crayon in the box, but could put down some facts, right? But,
right.
You know, and I think she did what she needed to do as a woman to stand by her man and then also try and maintain, you know, her career and ensure that she was, you know, still being represented the right way. So, you know, any woman, man or female, any person rather, male or female, that can stand there and take that kind of abuse and do it in the name of love and, you know, I mean, I would tell anybody, somebody puts a hand on you, you need to leave. I would never endorse anybody where somebody's physically abusing you. But the fact that she did it because she loved this man, because she was in love with this man, you know, that's to a level that's admirable, I suppose. But, you know, always do what's healthy and what's safe for you, because your mental health, your physical health, you don't get it back once it's gone typically. So you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, that's what I admire about Tina, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, like, I do not condone or believe in domestic violence at all. But I'm not going to lie, y'all. I did mess up one time. Let me stop before I lose my whole audience. Be like, that did. No, ladies, you got to understand. I heard somebody hollering back there. I'm sorry, y'all. But no, let me explain to you. Like, and the thing is, you know, people say, like, in the Bible says, thou shalt not disrespect, you know, honor thy mother and thy father. And also in the parable in there about thou shalt not provoke the children either. You know what I'm saying? Don't provoke your child. And a lot of parents, you know, take that thou honor thy mother and thy father, and they run with that, and they don't look at the other side of that. I truly, honestly, I don't believe that, especially with a male and a female. There's nothing a woman can do to physically make you put your hands on her or even have to, because we are definitely the stronger species, you know, stronger sex in the species. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, women, I've, you know, we all know situations. I've even had females say, when you say, let's go back to how much you would take. I've heard females tell me stories about they see a dude just walking down the street, you know what I'm saying, you know, trying to just, you know, walk away, and the woman just, you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to hit me, you punk, and knocking them all aside and stuff, and you better not hit me, you know what I'm saying? And this is kind of one of them things, I, you know, a chick told me, she was like, I would have hit her, you know. So, again, you know, it's one of them, you know, just be mindful to me, like, you know, about anything you would take. Like I say, I don't believe that physical violence in any way, shape, or form, be it male or female, should be, you know, I don't condone that. You know, we have to grow up, we have to be mature. But, again, there are times, like what I say when I talk to a person and I'm finding out things about them and able to give them certain types of advice, you know, I have to get their background because, you know, you have to know where a person came from, you know, whence the person came to kind of see where they're going. And then at the same time, what in that person is trying to or willing to change. You know, sometimes what I've come to realize is if you notice people that have drama, they always have drama. You know people like that?
Very true. Very true.
They always have drama. I mean, it's like every time you see them, you like, oh, Lord, you're like, hey, how you doing? Man, guess what? And you like, oh, my God, here comes this, oh, my goodness, again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and those are the type of people. I'm going to be honest, man. I kind of keep my distance from what I like to call, like, the unlucky. Not say that we all haven't had issues, but to me, people that, live a certain lifestyle, like I say, there's always going to be some drama around them. And when you are around these people, and these people can even especially be your family. I want to put that out, too. You know what I'm saying? Your loved one, your family. When you're around these type of people, you know, they tend to bring that part of them to you guys' relationship, whether you want it or not. You know what I mean? It often comes with the territory of dealing with certain kind of people. That's why, like, I was watching Floyd Mayweather the other night, his interview with Michael Dyson. I can't think of the guy's full name, but he's a very well-respected author. And Barack Obama said it, as well as Floyd Mayweather. We don't have no room for no new friends. You know what I mean? It's one of those things in life, you know, when you become adults, you know, to say that we're friends, you know what I mean? That's one of those things where even as you become a man, you know, you start, you know, your little high school buddies and stuff you used to do in high school. Yeah, I could see y'all. We could kick it and hang out, you know what I'm saying, probably, you know, once or twice a month or when I get a chance. But the thing is, man, when you start pursuing your life and you get busy and you know, you're doing things that other people aren't doing. People start to, oh, he changed. You know, he think he this and he think he that. Well, the thing is, you know, you become what you think about. So in order for me to become what I'm thinking about, yeah, I do have to think I'm all that. So for the ones that, you know, because a lot of people are going to try to judge you, you know what I'm saying, in relationships. And people like to bring your past up, you know what I mean, and, oh, he was this person. Okay, I may have been that way 10 years ago, but I'm not like that no more. You know what I mean? And the thing is, people have to learn to respect and accept people's growth, you know. I got a caller on the line. We're going to go ahead to a quick song real quick and see who we got on the line because, you know, I like to scream with callers. I don't want to have to choke nobody. Jumping, they calling in, man. We got a couple of callers online, man. How y'all doing? 30 minutes left in the show. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play some cuts, man. You know, when people say, how much would you take off a person? I mean, what would you take? You know, R. Kelly got this song out that I love and adore, and I think it's one of the most player gangster songs in the world. So I'm going to play it, and I'm going to dedicate it to all them ladies out there that are number twos. No, you're not number one. If on Christmas you don't see him till the 26th, you number two. Easter, if you don't see him till the next day, you number two. If he got to catch you a week or two after your birthday or before your birthday, this song is dedicated to you.
I could never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush. Girl, I love you.
To Handsome Life Radio. That was R. Kelly in, with Number One. Getting back to our topic with relationship woes, we want to bring in Anthony Donaldson. He is a caller online who wants to give us a shout out or two, put some input to this topic tonight. Anthony, welcome.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much for allowing me on the show. Pretty good show. Listen to it tonight. Not really that long. Must about 7-8 minutes. Just got on the line, but seemed pretty interesting. And I listened to it a few weeks ago. Seemed pretty interesting. As far as what I gathered when I was on the phone, in reference to, I guess, relationships and how far would you go in a relationship, or I don't know. I guess men put their hands on women, or vice versa. Now, to me, that's a no-no. Of course not. Never put my hands on a woman. And women would put their hands on me. No. The way I look at it, you attract what you are. It's like the laws of attraction, you know what I'm saying? So I attract positive people, positive women. intellectual women, sexy women, beautiful women, women with good sense of humor. Look at you laugh, okay. And you know what I mean? So that's what I attract. So any other else is nonsense to me. And plus, I feel women kind of know where their limitation is, like far as how far they'll go with a dude in certain situations. You know, they might say, well, I can't. I'm not going to go this far because I know he'll react this way, you know. And plus, there should be guidelines in the beginning, you know, what you expect and what you don't expect. You know, that's what's, I guess you say, what's called courting or dating, so to speak. And,
sure.
And so you put it out there, and you kind of know what you want to deal with, what you don't want to deal with. That's why I'm at.
Yeah, Anthony Smooth, yo. Anthony sound like one of them chat lines, like, Anthony, you busting like, yo, I need a woman that's, you know what I'm saying, like, I want a woman that's, you know what I'm saying, 10 in the waist, you know what I'm saying, 10 in the face, right, you know what I'm saying, like, the kind of woman I attract is kind of, you know what I'm saying, she better know what she's dealing with when she come up in here. I love it, man.
No, I'm
yeah,
saying,
Smooth.
Yeah, I look at it like this. Seriously, I mean, when you really look at it, see, women, they want a smart man. They want an intellectual
right.
man. They want a fine
yeah.
man. They want a man. They want a man with good credit. They want
They want all that.
Yeah.
So why can't we regard
you know,
all that? That's why I respect. That's why I respect where you're coming from. Because I'm the same way,
thank
Claire.
You.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it. Because see, I'm the type like this. You know what I'm saying? We be saying something on this show. You know what I'm saying? A woman got to have a lot more than some pretty and some vagina. You understand what I'm saying? That's real spit.
Exactly.
You know, that's coming from.
Exactly.
A real angle and point of view. And what we're going to do is we're going to mix it up because we just had, you know, we got the fellas over here plus Nia. So, Nia, I'm going to bring a female in to come through, you know what I'm saying, to kind of help you and give you some assistance on, you know, where y'all, you know, where y'all can kind of vibe with us. So I want to welcome to the set, you know what I'm saying, Emerald. What's happening, girl? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Love the show. Yeah, I've been checking it out and I dig it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, me and Anthony was just kind of, you know, vibing on, you know, like what women were saying. You know, like a lot of times, especially in the black community these days and ages, it seems that women, our sisters, have so many requirements, you know what I'm saying? He needs to be this, he needs to be that. So, you know, and then she's not going to take this and she's not going to take that. So where we're coming from is, you know, we kind of looking at it at the same angle, you know what I mean? I'm going to need a woman with this and with that and, you know, can kind of have a little something, you know, to bring to the table besides just her attractive anatomy.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, the first anywhere from 30 seconds to 30 days, the whole pheromone high can be gone. So what happens beyond that, you know, it definitely is much deeper than the surface. You have to be deeper than a puddle to actually maintain a relationship versus, you know, just the initial getting into one. Because I think when we meet people, we meet their representatives, and then then all the layers start coming off, and it's like, oh, okay, there's the real you under there. Got it.
Right.
Well, see, I'm the first to admit, and I'm not even going to front. I even said it when I started the show, you know, when I'm out and I'm doing certain things, you know, in my business work. Yeah, Trey Love is a persona. Behind closed
right.
doors, I'm just trying to be, I'm being me. I'm country as a boiled egg, you know what I'm saying? I like kicking it with my
Love
feet
it.
Out, you know what I'm saying? Real, like to drink my beer in a paper bag just because, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
That kind of, you know, I'm that kind of thug behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My haircut up. Hello, everyone. How are you? I'm Trey Love. Yes, the actor, comedian. Yes, it's so nice
of
to meet
course.
You.
Of course.
Great. You know what I'm saying?
But see, there's a difference when you have a public persona because you're in the public eye, and that is, it's a
right.
character almost that you play because you are an actor, you are a comedian,
mm-hmm.
you're a writer, you're a musician. So there is a certain level of depth that you're going to allow, because also you have to be real with and transparent without being overexposed, because some things are just not the public's business.
That's very true.
That in that case is a completely different scenario, you know. But when it comes to who you are when you are approaching a woman in a relationship type situation, you may meet in that environment, but when it comes down to let's one-on-one, let's go, you know, take that walk, in the park, on the beach, you know, have a conversation, that's not the character that they're getting. They're getting you.
Hmm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I think there's a difference there. And people, I think everybody, there's nothing wrong with having standards. I think it's only fair for both sides to, you know, to hold true. But, you know, like Mia said earlier, communication is so huge in relationships because, you know, we're all speaking English on the phone, but the same sentence can mean something completely different coming out of my mouth than what's going in your ears. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I want to say, I want to kind of tag on that because Mia said something on one of our previous shows, and it just it's making me think, hey, Chevette, I see you over there. Chevette be showing love. That's one of our main supporters at Handsome Life. But, Mia said something a while back about, you know, she was liking a guy and found out the guy smoked marijuana. And that's one of the things, mm-hmm. and it kind of goes back to, you know, what I'm what the subject is, you know, what will you take? You know, one of those things
mm-hmm.
like, will you accept a man that smokes marijuana? What if he's the nicest guy in the world, a sweetheart of a man, but he smokes herbs? Or, for that
mm-hmm.
fact, smokes cigarettes? Because I could never date a woman that smokes cigarettes, you know, not
mm-hmm.
seriously long term, my opinion, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, just to touch on that subject, I'm sorry, was there...
Yeah, I was going to, like, let Mia tag on that, and then both of y'all could kind of come on.
Oh,
that.
Go ahead.
You can have the floor. I'm good.
You sure?
Yes.
She's like, I'm good.
Because, girl, I can talk. Don't give me the floor. No.
Somebody else.
No. No, I was just going to say, you know, there are certain things, you know, it depends on the person, on what they'll take in a relationship. Like, there's a scenario, right, that's been kind of dancing around in my mind, and I've been asking people what I do, like, you know, little, what do you call it, like little checks online and stuff. Like, I'll throw out some questions just to see where the general consensus is in my, you know, my little world. And, but, you know, certain things just puzzle me about people and what they'll take and what they you should take. You know, because
oh, yeah.
their endurance is a certain level, you know, so they expect you to be able to take the things that they would take. So there was a scenario where, and you guys just chime in and let me know what you think. So guy meets a girl. The guy begins to pursue girl. Girl, very comfortable, goes in like, all right, cool, we can walk together, right?
Uh-huh.
Guy goes ham, like, all in, amazing woman, blah, blah, blah. You know, here's my parents, here's my kids. Like, the whole shebang, right? Like, just ham, like,
what, hey,
help me decorate.
What's the time frame, though?
Like,
what the
like maybe 6 weeks.
Damn. Oh, I mean, excuse me.
Right. 6 weeks in, he's like, come meet my, not even 6 weeks in, maybe a month in, you know,
okay.
You know, how do you feel about meeting my parents? Or how do you, I think our kids should start playing together. I think it'll be okay. And, you know, and girl, right.
Right.
And so if, even if, you know, the girl side is comfortable, maybe thinking like, whoa, never really seen a dude move this fast, but still rolling with it, right? Letting him drive. Right?
Well, see, here's the thing, right? This is the angle I come from. And, again, like I said this at the beginning of the show, and I say this on every, you know, topic, every situation I deal with. I need to know a little background. When I say I need to know a little background, I don't know where this gentleman is at in his life. So you got to understand. You got to take into account age. He does have kids. Some people are serial monogamous. Some people just really love getting in a relationship. You know, one of those things, you know. You have to take all that into account.
I talk about that a lot, serial monogamy.
You know?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, this particular guy was, or let me see, he's 4 years out of a 7-year marriage, both kids
Ooh,
by his ex-wife.
Okay. Okay. 4 kids by the ex-wife?
No, 2 kids by the ex-wife.
Okay.
Both of his children by the ex-wife, but he's 4 years out of a 7-year marriage.
Hmm.
Early to mid-30s.
He's trying to get somebody to help him take care of them kids. What you think, Anthony?
I know.
No.
Right. Hey.
I'm hey, hollering at my hey, boy. Hey, I need a partner hey, on that. Because if I, hey, hey, we raising, hey, talk to me, dog.
Yeah. Listen, hey, you know what? You never know.
Yeah.
Exactly. You never know. I mean, see, like you said, it's doing a lot of things, though. Now, did they have relations already? Did they have sex already? I mean, I don't know. It was just like,
yeah.
I mean, was
they
a conversation.
Were, they were
okay.
intimate.
Okay. Well,
so she was getting them that good cookie.
Okay. Yeah, you know, maybe she with him. Maybe she put
can
on
we
him. You never know.
I'll let the people talk, please.
Hey, maybe
I'm
she
sorry,
put on him. You never know, right? And then, you know, it might be a money thing, you know? How she living? How's her lifestyle? He might look at that and say, you know what, she living good. You know, she doing a little bit better than me, so let me go ahead and, you know, let me lock it down if I can.
Hey, yes, Lord.
You feel me?
She doing
hey,
good.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
okay, so then that would
we
be.
Think,
that would
hey,
be
hey
I'm going to
tell you, the game done changed. This new millennium, we thinking like y'all too now. Y'all want benefits, we want benefits. Y'all
exactly.
want $100,000 a year, guess what? We want $100,000 a year.
Exactly.
Y'all
want
to go shopping, guess what? I want to go shopping too.
Okay. But,
y'all want three
okay,
orgasms?
So...
I want three orgasms too. Hard in the paint on Handsome Life Radio, I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead with it, y'all.
That's what it is. Well, okay, so say that would be the general consensus, right? Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is, it could be, you know, maybe she's real good at what she does, or maybe he just genuinely likes her and everything is all good in that direction. Now, the moment he feels any sort of rejection, he hams in the complete opposite direction.
So he
completely blocks her, stops taking phone calls, stops, like, the whole shebang, completely opposite direction. Went from going
okay,
full
like,
feet ahead into a brick wall.
He's trying
what
to
type
protect
of rejection,
his heart.
Though? What type of rejection?
Well,
I mean, see, it depends. Well, I mean, what type of rejection you talking about?
Okay.
You say, well, I can't
be
with you tonight because I can't be with you tonight because
no.
I'm with my girls or... Hey, I'm dating somebody
no.
else too.
Well, actually, no. I guess that's kind of close to it. It was a, I believe her feelings were hurt. So, in some kind of conversation they had been having, and basically she just backed up a little. She said, you know, I'm gonna take some me time, just a minute. Like, I'm gonna call you back tomorrow. Like, just got off the phone. That was basically it. But it spiraled into something way bigger than. You know, give me a minute to cool off because my feelings were hurt.
Okay, let me jump in real quick. You've been listening to the whole show, right? Listen to the whole
mm-hmm.
show from the beginning, right? Remember the part
mm-hmm.
when I said it's hard to let go some good messy? Remember I said that? Remember I said that?
Oh,
right.
My
just,
God.
I'm
that
just
is
asking.
Not,
I'm asking.
I did hear
saying,
that.
Man,
I did
I'm
hear.
Keeping it real, man. You did hear that, right? See, what I'm
yeah,
trying to get y'all to understand, you know what I'm saying? See, ladies, sometimes I'm telling you the mistake y'all made. This happened to me one time. Hold on, let me make sure, because I don't want nobody to hear me what I'm going to say. Okay, this is girl, right? I have been wanting her a lot, right? I have been wanting her real bad. You know, so I've been chasing her for about a year, man. Like, dang, you got to give me some of that thing, right? So here go the thing. She going to say, let me just, now this is what hurt, what she said. See, y'all got to understand. See, y'all do think different from us. Here go her logic. Let me go ahead and give this nigga some stuff. So he leave me alone. Dang, I didn't want to say the N-I word, but I went on ahead and said it. Y'all forgive me in the name of Allah. But like I said, so she gave me the stuff. What, you going to give me the stuff and then expect me to leave? Come on. That's like feeding a stray cat.
No.
Okay. But
she did his thing. It's
no,
like,
I want to know what you got to say, girl.
That man has been hurt somewhere in his relationship life. And when you... Or whoever, I'm sorry, whoever it was that pulled away, just, I understand the reason why that person pulled away. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You don't want to fly off the handle. You don't want to, you know,
so
you don't want to let that other person out. Like, let me have 5 minutes. Instead of him taking it as exactly what was communicated, let me have a minute to step away, regather myself, regroup, and then get back at this, he took it as that person is pushing him away. So before he let that person push him away, he was just like, no, I'm cutting it. Because then it doesn't
yeah,
hurt
he's protecting,
as,
he protecting it hard. Men think difficult. Like I told you, I'm real with mine. You know, me and we the same way. You know, that thing good. I done introduced you to my family, my kids, and all of a sudden you need some space. What, you need some damn space? All right, I'll give you some space. I'm going to give you some space anyway.
Right.
You
okay.
know, you need some space, huh? Okay. We'll
okay,
take all the space
well,
you need. Don't call me no more.
Okay, that's not funny, because I guess the feelings were hurt. Yeah, you know, I mean, It is what it is. So I'm gonna go ahead and just keep it real and put it out there. Yes, the girl was me, and yes,
ooh,
the guy bounced,
ooh,
and I was like, whoa, Pippin, what happened?
She puts it on out there just like you. I love it. These ladies share
yeah.
on handsome.
You
like,
know,
thank you for that.
Oh yeah. No, because I was completely thrown. Like, you know, I have one son, and whenever whomever, you know, is the one, the, you know, elusive one.
The one that you decide to crown, that give him the crown,
right,
as your king.
We'll go with that. When it goes down, then I would like to have
king.
One more. Oh, yeah, the only one. Whoever that one is all the one. That's it.
The
but,
king.
I'm a king around here. No. But I would like one more child. Just one more, at least. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with making a little baby, little DNA. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But his thing was that kind of freaked him out because of whatever drama he had with his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So he was like, well, I don't know if this is, you know, if this is something we're going to be able to work out, because I don't want to have one and then later resent you because we had one, and I don't want to not have one and you resent me because we didn't.
Right. Well,
let's be friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're going to have to continue this next week, y'all, because we only have so many minutes left in the show. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to let Nia give her shouts out. I'm going to let the brother Anthony. First of all, brother, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to call in, man, the Handsome Life, man, and try to, you know, catch us every week, even if you catch us online, man. Show your support. So I'm going to let the brother give his shout out first, since this is his first time on Handsome Life Radio. From there, we're going to go Emerald. From there, we're going to go Nia. And then I'm going to take us on home. So, Anthony, you got the floor. Go on and give your shouts out. Say what's up. Any birthdays, bar mitzvahs, funerals, divorces, anything you want to say to people, everything. You know, let it on out, bro.
Wow. Okay. Well, appreciate the show. And I'll be listening every week. And shout out to Nia. You know, let me know about the show. And it's very interesting, very entertaining. Yeah, different topics. That's what's up. And, look forward to the next one and give my input on it. You know what I mean?
For sure. And the line always going to be welcome for you. Thank you so much for your time, brother. All right, Emerald, you got the show, darling.
All right, most definitely. Definitely appreciate Handsome Life Radio. You guys touch on subjects and you guys keep it real. It's raw, uncut, straight from the hip. And that's how people need it, because without communication, we have nothing on the planet.
Thank you.
So keep doing your thing, and keep letting people know what it is, and keep your hearts open. And, you know, my thing is always about love, so, you know, continue to spread love.
I really appreciate you for taking the time and bringing all that wonderful energy to Handsome Life Radio, and we're going to do it every week, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the chat line, the communication line, and what I really do love, Emerald, I want to thank you for, and my co-host, my lovely co-host, that's the same thing. Y'all always really put your heart on the line, and I have so much respect for that, ladies, and I really want you to continue, man. Tell us stories. You know, these are things that we're going to discuss, because, like I said, the only way we're going to heal is through communication. So a big shout-out to Emerald, you know what I'm saying, and love Truth Radio over there, man, for just all y'all support, you know what I'm saying? Dollar, Hot Track, we pushing, you know what I'm saying? Charlize, all y'all, man. So the floor currently belongs to Ms. Nia Hernandez, y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Love. I just want to give a shout-out to Anthony. Thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate the love and support. Same thing to Emerald. I love the fact that you called in. You can articulate what you're thinking, and you got some real-life experiences that you yourself are not ashamed to, you know, put out there. I love people who can be real and who can be 100 with what they're going through in life. That shows a lot about your character. Another shout out again to my sister who was sick. Girl went into surgery, came back out trying to show love and support. So I hope you're feeling better. I hope you know that your older sister loves you. And then a shout out to my boys, Pat Cha-Cha in Ohio of Upscale Entertainment. Our event coming up on May 27th, All Black event, let's get it in. And also to Brandy and her crew with the Best Entertainment, I love you ladies.
Oh man, that's love, man. And you know I got mad big love for them ladies, man. Brandy, Denia, the Best Entertainment, man, they doing their thing. So yo, that's going down May 27th, man. And before I get out of here, man, I just want to say to everybody, man, all the supporters that are supporting this wonderful movement that has happened. You know, I've been doing radio for quite some time, y'all. Actually, it's been a minute. I was doing it in college in Chicago, and, you know, it's just one of my loves, my things. And, you know, I've got the Blog Talk Connect, and ever since I brought Nia Hernandez to my show, you know, to the forefront of this, man. It's just been amazing. The numbers are through the roof. People are having fun. People are entertained, man. It's just going places. So it's going so many places, y'all. I just want to let everybody know that we are currently building to sell ad space. We've already sold some ad space. The commercial you're hearing was purchased by Miss Karen Coleman. So I just want to give her a shout out for being a true sponsor of Handsome Life Radio, and just to let everybody know that you got to get it in now, man, because the show is taking off. We're going to be doing more dates, and we're going to be selling ad in air space. So shout out to Monica Hughes out there. Shout out to Marcia Tiny J. You know, it's just so many people supporting. And again, KarenColeman.org, make sure you go online, check out her book. Let me give y'all a rundown of what's going on real quick, y'all, before I let y'all go. Tanaya Capri, owner of Fixotics, the Wiz, Fixotics Style, Saturday, May 12th, 2012, 1201 South Fig, L.A. Convention Center, 25 in advance, 40 at the door. That's going to be a major Mother's Day show. My girl Hope Flood, man, that's my ace in the hole right there, man. She really, really has been a great attribute and assistance to my career, man, and just much love to her, man. The 25th through the 29th, go online to the Jake Spot, man. Find out all the things she got going on. It's a female comedy convention. Y'all check my Facebook page, too, Trey Love, Artistically Trey Love or Comedian Trey Love. We'll be pushing that. Soul Candy, y'all, DJ Jamal hosting. It's going to be the Trey Love Lounge at La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire, L.A., California, 90057. That's going to be May 2nd, man, and every other Wednesday, man, every first and third Wednesday, man. Trey Love Lounge going down. It's going to be a variety of things, man. Also, looking forward to tomorrow night, man. I'm going to be suited up, ladies. I'm going to be fly, you know, because I'm going to be that guy, 650 South Spring Street, 7 to 10, the penthouse, man. Y'all better check me out, man. I'm going to be giving you some relationship advice, kind of like what I'm doing here, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be live in person. You better come up, you know what I'm saying? Look me in my eyes and let me tell you what the hell going on. You know what I'm talking about? And May 3rd, 2012. Live at the Comedy Store yet again, 8433 Sunset Boulevard. Man, y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy a Comedy has been in, and he going to do it again next week. You understand what I'm saying? You heard me? It's going all the way down like that, man. So, man, y'all just head to the sky. Put God in his respective place, first and foremost, and all things will be added unto you. So tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy has been in, and you can tune in same bad time, same bad channel, live from the Sugar Shack. Let's enjoy this moment for life. Everybody have a blessed, wonderful, safe night and weekend, y'all. Peace.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment,
money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches the same in the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet.
Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki Nigga getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I could hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. Moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment alive. 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 This is my moment. I just feel so alive.